And the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train.
Welcome to EastLAReview.com's Vinyl Classics segment with your host, DJ Soppel. On this segment, we present in its entirety American Pie by the 1970s popular folk rock artist Don McLean. The title track would become one of the most recognizable tunes in rock history and very much bridged one musical era to the next as the country moved from the social turbulence of the 1960s to the political conscientious yet socially progressive 1970s. McLean kicked off the decade with an uplifting, bittersweet homage to an America that had come to pass. McLean metaphorically weaved together a poetic social commentary that embodied a happy days aspect of America that succumbed to the virulent political and social forces that changed the nation and its music. So let's listen to One Side of American Pie from Don McLean.
Ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith God above, if the Bible tells you so? How do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes. The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. The king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. But the levee was
the jester on the sidelines in a cast. Now the halftime air was sweet perfume while the sergeants played a marching tune. But the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken. And the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. What can this be? Can you tell me? Would you like to discover why we're not free to be lovers? I've been wanting to ask you, where has all the love gone? And what have we become? Storm clouds full of thunder move silent as they drum, and when people, we'll be fine till tomorrow. Oh, I hope it won't rain. You will be mine, and my sorrow will take wings in the morning, high above the heavens. A rainbow paints the sky. White doves sing their songs of love. I watch them as they fly and wonder, what can this be? Can you tell me? Would you like to discover why we're not free to be lovers? Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chill in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you, but still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night, portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget. Like the strangers that you've met, the ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never
You're listening to EastLAReview.com's Vinyl Classics segment with your host, DJ Sopple. And we just listened to one side of the vinyl LP, Don McLean's American Pie. Starting with track one, American Pie. Track two, Till Tomorrow. Track three, Vincent. And track four, Crossroads. Released on the United Artists label in 1971, the minstrel-like aura of American Pie reflected a musical maturity and quality of the burgeoning music industry that now came to respect and acknowledge the singer-songwriter. In this post-Beatles moment, the era of the concept album was also very much in vogue. McLean, as an artist, etched his own musical legacy within this progressively changing musical landscape where popular music would, in the ensuing decade, transcend from the top 30 AM genre into the fledgling musically sophisticated FM format. The lengthy recording time of its title track, American Pie, signified that new direction for recorded music and radio programming. So let's hear another side of American Pie by Don McLean.
No one can take your place with me, and time has proven that I'm right. There's no place I'd rather be than it's your place for the night. No time can pass your sight unseen. No moment steals away unfound. The lifetime lived in such a dream floats like a feather to the ground. And for the first time I've been seeing the things I'd never noticed without you. And for the first time I'm discovering the things I used to treasure about you. The birds like leaves on winter wood sing hopeful songs on dismal days. They've learned to live life as they should. They are at peace with nature's ways. You are as natural as the night, and all that springs from you is good. And the children born beneath your light are like the birds on winter wood. And for the first time I've been seeing the things I'd never noticed without you. And for the first time I'm discovering the things I used to treasure about you. I feel a trembling tingle of a sleepless night creep through my fingers, and the moon is bright. Beams of blue come flickering through my window pane, like gypsy moths that dance around a candle flame. And I wonder if you know that I never understood that although you said you'd go, until you did, I never thought you would. Moonlight used to bathe the contours of your face, while chestnut hair fell all around the pillowcase. And the fragrance of your flowers rest beneath my head, a sympathy bouquet left with the love that's dead. you know that I never understood that although you said you'd go until you did, I never thought you would. Never thought the words you said were true. Never thought you said just what you meant. Never knew how much I needed you. Never thought you'd leave until you went. Morning comes and morning goes with no regret, and evening brings the memories I can't forget. Empty rooms that echo as I climb the stairs, and empty clothes that drape and fall on empty chairs. And I wonder if you know that I never understood that although you said you'd go until you did, I never thought you would. One, two, three. spirit of Fatima still rules the earth, and she knows your future, she knows what it's worth. Sister Fatima has God-given powers, and on 42nd Street, a shop that sells flowers is her palace. Come and be healed. And she knows all your business, your health and your ills. She'll counsel your weddings, divorces, and wills. For full restoration, $5 an hour. With each consultation, a free holy flower. And if she likes you, why, you can have two. And I came from nowhere like you and your friend. My searching and wandering went on without end. My future was dim, my spirit was crushed. In one sacred moment, my questions were hushed. I'm a servant of fate in this garden of truth, a humble recruit of the taffeta booth, where all things are known but few. Where sins are forgotten and sickness is healed. For $5, the flower is free. The grave that they dug him had flowers gathered from the hillsides in bright summer colors, and the brown earth bleached white at the edge of his gravestone. He's gone. When the wars of our nation did beckon, a man barely 20 did answer the calling, proud of the trust that he placed in our nation. He's gone, but eternity knows him, and it knows what we've done. And the rain fell like pearls on the leaves of the flowers, leaving brown muddy clay where the earth had been dry. And deep in the trench he waited for hours as he held to his rifle and prayed not to die. But the silence of night was shattered by fire. Guns and grenades blasted sharp through the air. One after another, his comrades were slaughtered in a morgue of Marines, alone standing there. He crouched ever lower with fear. They can't let me die, they can't let me die here. I'll cover myself with the mud and the earth. I'll cover myself. I know I'm not brave. The earth, the earth, the earth is my grave. Thank you. The grave that they dug him had flowers gathered from the hillsides in bright summer colors, and the brown earth bleached white at the edge of his gravestone. He's gone.
You're listening to EastLAReview.com's Vinyl Classics segment with your host, DJ Sopo. We just heard Another Side of American Pie by Don McLean, starting with number one, Winter Wood, number two, Empty Chairs, number three, Everybody Loves Me Baby, number four, Sister Fatima, number five, The Grave, and number six, the final track, Babylon. Don McLean, at the time, could probably not have fathomed the long-term cultural influence that his Elegy of Americana would have in the generations to come. Besides remakes of the title song by the likes of Madonna and a satirical Star Wars spoof of the song by Weird Al Yankovic, it also spawned and popularized a Hollywood movie franchise. The album was number one on the Billboard and spawned two number one hits, which included the title track and the song Vincent. The lead-off song had all the elements that reflected the ever-changing social and political fervor of a post-1950s America that began with The Day the Music Died, in reference to the tragic death of Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and J.P. Big Bopper Richardson in 1959. American Pie, as a record, should be remembered as historically significant as it marked the dawn of a music era that set a brand new standard in artistry and achievement for the changing American rock scene. Thank you for listening to our presentation of American Pie by Don McLean, and on behalf of your host, DJ Sopo, and the entire EastLAReview.com staff, keep logging on to our Vinyl Classics program and keep listening as we continue to play albums in their entirety hosted by your favorite DJ. Also, sign our guest book to let us know what you think. Till then, be safe and keep listening.
They were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to